Good morning, people of God.
Good morning.
Welcome this morning as we do gather as God's people and we celebrate in this time. Today is a special day because we get to welcome Arlette into our family through the waters of baptism. So I want you to meet Charlotte. Can I take her just for a moment? Aww. You see, you have to understand, I have a granddaughter that's, you know, that I don't see a lot. I can't see. Oh! Anyway, so we welcome Charlotte into our family this morning through the waters of baptism. Just very briefly, I'd like to invite Jerry and Cindy to come up. And they were our representatives at our Synod Assembly a week ago. Was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago? A week ago. And it was on May 4th. And what is May 4th? May the 4th be with you. Okay. How many know Star Wars? How many don't care? Okay. But we played off that whole theme of the power of the Force, and the theme of our assembly was May the Faith be with you. So thank you, Jerry and Cindy, for being our representatives there.
Good morning. Good morning. They took the two-day assembly and packed it into one. It was professionally run by none other than our bishop, and it moved at a pace that was incredible. Time to the minute. One of the things that interested me was the lay school of ministry. I'd been talking about doing that, and I'll be doing it in September. I know some of you have been there. And now I get a partner to go. The lay school of ministry is an educational outreach of the Northwest Synod of Wisconsin. This program is designed to lead lay people to a deeper Christian identity and increase participation in the mission of the whole church. Sounds like it fits everybody. So we're going to do that, and Cindy's going to say what she had.
Also, good morning. When we got there to kick off the day, they had done a general assembly choir. So we got there 7:30 for practice, and there was 25-plus people plus a brass band to go with the choir. There was 400 people that attended. So can you imagine 400 people singing with this choir with a brass band? It was empowering. It was so absolutely awesome. One thing that, when we went through the day, one thing that grabbed my attention was something called land acknowledgement. And it's like, where does this fit into anything? Until we read through it. And what the Senate has done is come out with a statement that says the Northwest Senate of Wisconsin, the ELC, respectfully acknowledges that we gather on the traditional lands of the indigenous people. We acknowledge and respect the diverse history, cultures of all. We thank them for their stewardship to the land. And I thought that was really cool. It was something I did not expect to see there. A couple other things that we're going to be hearing more about is the Mission Endowment Fund. And this would be a fund that you can feed into with when you go to heaven, you can add into it, or tax returns or whatever you want to. And there's like 15 different things that get money from that. Out of that, there's a lot of it that has to do with Malawi. I was overwhelmed with everything that we touch that goes on in Malawi. Everything. Not just the floods, but the schools, assisting pastors in the schools, building home, feeding people, everything, all the way up and down the scope. I didn't realize how big that was. And for the women of the ELCA, they have passed three proposals through the assembly. Two have moved on to legislation and have passed to get signed. And it's all new laws in regard to drug trafficking. So So that really surprised me. And that's, I mean, we have covered 4 or 5 topics out of that whole list that Jerry showed us. Neat. I love doing it, and I hope we're asked to go again. Thank you.
I've never had anybody say, I hope we're asked to go again. I know. It was a fun day, and the thing that we realize is how we're connected in so many different ways and so many places and things. So, anyway, I invite you to stand as you're able, and we prepare our hearts for worship with our confession and forgiveness. We begin here at the baptismal font, for here it's we are reminded of who we are and to whom we belong. So we begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. We'll take just a moment for our own self-examination and reflection at this time. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, has given his Son to die for us, loved us even when we were dead to sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace we have been saved through faith. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that God in Christ may live in your hearts through faith. Amen. We sing our opening hymn. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
God of grace, you brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep. By the blood of your eternal covenant, make us complete in everything good, that we may do your will and work among us all that is well-pleasing in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. This is the last Sunday the choir singing until the fall, and I want you to give them a big round of thank you for giving their time and sharing their talents with you and inspiring you, hopefully. I have fun.
Yeah.
They had to say that.
I know, but never. Good morning. Now in Joppa, there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to do good works and acts of charity. At that time, she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples, who heard that Peter was there, sent two men to him with a request, "Please, come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them. And when he arrived, they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then, calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. We read Psalm 23 responsively. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters.
You restore my soul, O Lord, and guide me along right pathways for your name's sake.
Lord, I walk through the shadow of death. I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runneth over.
Your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Our second reading today is from the book of Revelations, chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. After this I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God, who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. And they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, singing, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these robed in white, and where have they come from?" I said to him, "Sir, you are the one that knows." Then he said to me, "These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them in springs of the water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to John, the 10th chapter.
Glory to you,
At that time, the festival of dedication took place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I have told you, and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you do not belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hands. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
You
may be seated. Invite the kids to come up.
Good
Looks
morning.
Like there's a treat up here today.
I'm not on.
I think
on.
I might want to stay too.
I'm not on, am I?
I don't know.
I don't think I'm on. There I am.
There you go.
I can hear me. Good morning. Yeah, if you are interested in some candy, come on up. Okay, so, are you excited, Easton? Total candy overload up here. All right, how many of you have played a game where one of your friends is holding something you really, really like in their hand, like this? And then they hold it open like this, and then you try to grab it out of their hand. Sophie, you want to give it a shot? She lost. I kept my candy. Lene, you ready? No. Aubrey? Oh, ooh, Aubrey got it. Landed on the floor. Iris, you ready? Iris lost. Morgan? Come on over. Come on over. Ready? Ooh, Morgan's good. Morgan's got it. Okay, ready, Mackenzie? Ready? Go. Boom. Mackenzie got it. Here we go. Emmett. Emmett's up. Oh, gotcha, Emmett. Ready, Logan? Ooh, Logan's close, but not quite. Ready? Go. Ooh, he's good. He got it. Sophie, watch out. Ryan? Ha, Ryan. Easton? Here we go. Here we go. Ready? Go. Close, but no cigar. Now, in our gospel today, Jesus says, I will read it right out. It says, no one will snatch them out of my hand. Is he talking about candy?
No.
Who is he talking about?
Us.
He's talking about us. And who is holding us in his hand? God. Jesus, he's holding us. And even though, because let's be honest, I am no God, I am not Jesus, I lost that candy really quick. Yeah, I'd be smiling too. Who wants to try for this one? Ooh, Ryan got it. So the point is, I'm not valuing this candy very much. I have lost it, but Jesus will hold us in his hand no matter what, and he will protect us no matter what, so that no matter what happens, we will never be snatched out of his hand. That's a pretty cool feeling. Does it feel as cool as eating that piece of candy?
Yeah.
Pretty close. Pretty close. So I tell you what. Everybody gets a piece of candy. If you didn't get one, you can have another one. Logan, come pick. That's a good one. You want to do the snatch again? I don't know. What are you looking for, Emmett? You want the orange one way at the bottom. He got it. You got me. Now, are you going to hold on to this candy as strongly and as protectively as Jesus holds? Which one do you want? That red one right there. Ready? No. No. Oh, she got it. Now, are you going to hold on to this candy as strongly and as protectively as Jesus holds us in his hands? Yes? Morgan says, I ain't letting this one go. But what happens when you eat it? Then it's gone. But that's okay. That's okay. We know that we will forever be held in Jesus' hands and protected by his love, right? Thank you for joining me this morning. I hope you enjoy the piece of candy you got. If you would like to exchange whatever I had in my hand, and for something else, you may exchange it. Thanks, guys. We can all go have a seat again. It would. Is that a good one?
Just want you to know that candy jar is sitting out in the open. Every time I walk by, I sing a hymn, because there's a song for everything. That hymn is, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin.
Oh, but when you need your fix for a rollo,
what? I know where to find them. I know where to find them. Would you please pray with me? Loving, gracious God, we are grateful this day for your spirit that holds us and gives us life. We give you thanks this day for your grace, and we give you thanks this day for your word. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is oftentimes known as Shepherd Sunday, sheep. Sometimes I brought sheep actually into the sanctuary and had to clean up the mess afterwards too. But the idea with this Shepherd Sunday, this idea of sheep, is that what Josie was just talking about, that no one can snatch us from God's hands. I remember as a kid, have you ever been lost? How many of you have actually ever been lost? Or thought you were lost? Okay. I remember as a kid when I go when we go shopping like at a JCPenney's or one of those other stores that hardly exists anymore. You know the ones I'm talking about? And we'd be in the clothing department. As a little kid, I would go and hide in the clothes. Did anybody ever else do that too? Because you're going to hide and you're going to see if Mom can find you. I used to do that. You still do it? Is he good at it? I used to do that, you know, and you peek out and you wonder, where's Mom at? Where's Mom? Where's she going? And I remember one time when I peeked out, I couldn't see Mom. And I was little. Anybody else that ever have that experience? My daughter. Couldn't find Mom. Couldn't see Mom. And I really wasn't old enough that I should know enough that she's around. But there's something about not being able to see the person that is important to you, that person which is your lifeline, that person which loves you. So I would peek out and be funny, and then suddenly, where was Mom? She was nowhere in sight. And I would cry out, Mom! Mom! And there'd be no answer. So what did I do? Do I look for her? Do I start running around the store? Do I stay where I'm at in hopes that she'll find me? So I started actually to panic a bit. And a few minutes go by, and I stand at the clothes rack again, hoping that she'll come back. And finally, Mom comes back and says, there you are. There you are. And you know what I do? I run to her and give her a hug. And she embraces me. What a relief to be found. That hug from my mom felt good and warm and comforting in that time. So, Anna, did I lose you? Oh, just mom. Okay. So being lost or losing someone are both not very fun feelings. The world we live in can absolutely be a scary place. In this scary and lost place, we need someone to help lead us, to guide us, to protect us, to hold us. Today's reading, we hear about Jesus being the Good Shepherd. That's the image. And one of today's texts is the 23rd Psalm. And many of you probably even know it by heart. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters, restores my soul, and so on and so forth. In a world that we live in, these can be hard words to hear with all the things that happen, with all the things that do happen. How can we believe a word of this psalm? How can we believe a word of this psalm? Where are the still waters? Where are they? Where is the goodness and mercy that's supposed to follow us all the days of our lives? Life, you see, is uncertain. There's no question about that. And maybe that's why the 23rd Psalm was given to us. Maybe it isn't there to put a band-aid on our fears. More likely, it's there to remind us that even when we are walking through the valley of the shadow of death, even when the worst thing that could possibly happen to us actually does happen, it is there to remind us that God's presence never goes away. And somewhere along the way, many of us have gotten the notion that God's job is to keep us and our loved ones safe from all harm. But is that really what we are promised? This experience of life teaches us differently. We look around us and we see tragedy is no respecter of people. It doesn't care who it touches. It's a universal problem. Nobody escapes. We are all in this together. But Psalm 23 reminds us of who is in this with us. It is the Lord. It is our loving God. It is our Good Shepherd, who promises even when we are in the deepest valley, God is still walking beside us. One of my favorite psalms is Psalm 46, which I've read quite a few times in the last week to people who are walking through their challenges. And at the very end of that psalm, they have this voice of God that says, "Be still and know that I am God." How many of that, does that ring? You recognize that? "Be still and know that I am God." Have you heard that? Well, that's, if you've heard that phrase, that's where it comes from. But I tell people, I liken it to this is God saying to us, "Don't worry, I got you. I got you." God is still walking with us and beside us. In today's gospel reading, Jesus is challenged by the religious leaders of his day. They want him to say who he is, and they're searching for proof that he is the Savior who is promised. Well, like pretty normal, Jesus doesn't give them a straight answer. Rather, he points them to the things that he is about. What do you see? He's teaching, he's healing, he's doing all these different types of things. Works of mercy. And those who have eyes to see and to hear know that Jesus is the Good Shepherd, the one who will hold God's followers safe in his hands no matter what. There's no promise in Jesus' words that we will not suffer. There won't be tough times. There's no promise that life will become a garden of delight. just because we are the Lord's. But there is an incredible promise in His words that goes beyond it all. The promise is this: no one can snatch His followers out of His hands. No one can snatch His followers out of His hands. You know, life is messy. Life is hard. But right now, in the midst of all of it, Jesus says we can know His voice and we can know that He has His firm hands on us. But it's important for us to remember what Jesus' words are like. The hands of Jesus are words that carry the marks of the cross, the marks of nails. The hands of Jesus are the hands that are nailed to a cross. Remember that. The hands of Jesus are hands that were given up for hopelessness and helpless on that Friday a long time ago. To be safe in Jesus' hands is to be held by one who knows himself what it is to hurt by having the gift of God's, of being God's child, living in the promise that nothing can separate us from God's love. That comes only one way, and it comes through Jesus. It comes through Jesus giving it up on the cross, and it comes through Jesus dying to forgive all the evil that ever was or ever will be. We don't have a Lord who is unfamiliar, in other words. Unfamiliar with the uncertainties of life. Instead, we have a Lord whose body carries those marks of our reality. His hands carry the scars of what it means to know fear, to know suffering, and to know rejection, and even know death. Now, as your pastor, I would love to be able to tell you that we're all going to die at a ripe old age, somewhere over 100. I'd love to tell you that. I'd love to be able to tell you that you and your loved ones will be kept safe. I'd love to be able to tell you that. But that's not the human story, is it? That's not the human story. And that's not the witness of Scripture. Threats and violence are all around us. Shadows of dark valley are reminders that God is with us. Now, nothing and no one can snatch you out of your shepherd's hands. You will be loved by Jesus forever. Now, I suppose I could end my sermon with that. But not quite yet. I want to say one more thing. All that I've just said could lead us to believe that all we have to look forward to is this challenges of life. It could make us think that we just have to hunker down till we die and wait to be with the Lord in eternity. But there is something more. And that is this, because Jesus has promised that we can never be snatched out of His hand, you and I are free to turn ourselves loose in the world to help change what is wrong. We can work to prevent violence, to address opioid crisis, to address homelessness, to work for peace. You name the thing, we can do it, we can work for it, and we can pray for God to heal our brokenness. How many here know Mr. Rogers? It's a lovely day in the neighborhood, you know. Well, Mr. Rogers' mother used to tell him this: if you want to know where God is in a tragedy, look for the helpers. That's us. That's us. Because we know that we are okay. Because we know that no one or nothing can ever snatch us out of our Lord's hands. We know that. You and I can be helpers. Helpers that the world needs. We are the ones who can help make this world a better place. We are the ones who work for justice. We are the ones who pray each day for the healing of a troubled world. All those different places that are on the news always. So when you feel like a little lost sheep, alone in a dark, big, scary world, or when you feel like a mama who had just lost one of her beloved sheep, know that Jesus will always be holding a firm grip on you. Jesus holds us close in love and will never let us go. And thanks be to God. Say that with me. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. In baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in communion with the saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. Now, called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, do you desire to have Charlotte baptized into Christ? If so, say I do. Okay. Aaron and Mike, this is for you. Okay? As you bring Charlotte to receive the gift of baptism, you're entrusted with responsibilities. To live with her among God's faithful people, to bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper. Teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, the Ten Commandments, and place in her hands the Holy Scripture, and nurture her in faith and prayer, so that she may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world made, that world that God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help her grow in Christian faith and life? So say they do. All right, sponsors. I like to say that this is where mom and dad give you permission to stick your nose in their business. Okay? So godparents, do you promise to nurture Charlotte in the Christian faith as you are empowered by God's Spirit and to live with her in the covenant of baptism and in communion with the church? If so, say I do. Okay, people of God, you know that it takes a community, don't you? It takes a community of faith. People of God, do you promise to support Charlotte and her parents and sponsors and pray for their lives in Christ? So say, we do.
We do. do.
Make me believe it.
We do.
There you go. Now I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God? So say I renounce them. Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God? Say so I renounce them. I invite the congregation to join in. Do you believe? Oh, we got one more. We got one more to go. Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God? So say I renounce them. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus
Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? Believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to our God. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your Son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus, death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death, and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that Charlotte and all those who are washed in these waters may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Here you go. That's your job. Okay, let's bring Charlotte right over here. Just put her head down there. Charlotte, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you. There we go. The flood just came back a little bit. It's okay, isn't it? Yeah, there we go. Okay, thank you. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give your daughters and sons new birth. Cleanse us from sin and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Charlotte with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the Spirit of joy in your presence both now and forever. Amen. Charlotte, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. What do you want to say? Is it? I'm going to give it back to you, okay? One of the ways we celebrate and remember things is we light candles. Candles for birthdays, anniversaries, special celebrations, right? So we light a candle this day. And this candle is a reminder of the light of Christ that burns inside Charlotte today. And I want to encourage you that on the anniversary of this day, each year, you light this candle and tell Charlotte the story of what happened here. So let your light so shine before others may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. So you hold on to that right now. Right now. Okay? Okay. Very good. Now it's my turn. It's okay? Here, let me see this. Well, I guess that's everybody else's stuff to do.
Let's welcome Charlotte
here.
Welcome.
Welcome. Well, you're just going to sit there? She's pretty cool, huh? Yeah. Josie.
Trusting in God's promise of new life, we pray for the renewal of the church, the world, and all creation. Shine your light through this and every congregation. Reveal to us the light of your salvation in places of hopelessness and decay. Anoint us and make us overflow with goodness and mercy. Hear us, O God. We give thanks for gentle rains that nourish green pastures and rejuvenate rivers and streams, provide clean water for thirsty people, animals, and crops, heal places suffering destruction caused by floods, typhoons, storms, and mudslides. Hear us, O God. Empower authorities to be faithful shepherds who lead nations in pathways of righteousness and peace. Disrupt and deter the work of terrorists, religious and political extremists, and all who would choose the way of violence over the way of mercy. Hear us, O God. Give strength and perseverance to those facing struggles of hunger or thirst, unemployment or homelessness, chronic illness or anxiety. Be our never-failing voice of comfort through all the trials of this life. Hear us, O God. Raise up faithful women as witnesses to your strength and compassion. Bless mothers and all who offer mothering care. Protect victims of sexism, abuse, and gender-based violence. Restore dignity to those marginalized because of their gender identity or sexual orientation. Hear us, O God. Salvation belongs to you, O God, your promise to wipe away every tear. Give us the assurance that all who live and die in you will rest forever beside the river of life. Hear us, O God. We commend these and all our prayers to you, O God. Come near to us with your saving help for the sake of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
Peace of Christ be with you.
Hallelujah.
Let's share that peace with one another. God's peace to you. Receive our morning offering at this time, and providing an offering of a different type, Aiden will be playing his cello during the collection.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aiden. You stand. Let us pray. Blessed are you, O God, ruler of the heaven and earth. Day by day you shower us with blessings. As you have raised us to new life in Christ, give us glad and generous hearts, ready to praise you and to respond to those in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We remember that in the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus, taking bread, he blessed it and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body. It's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." When the meal had ended, he took the cup. He gave thanks and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. It's shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us always to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Our Lord Jesus is the host and invites us to come. So come and eat. It's here for you. stand as you're able. Now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. Let us pray. God, for whom we wait, in this meal you give us a foretaste of that day when the hungry will be fed with good things. Send us forth to make known your deeds and to proclaim the greatness of your name through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and with mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing our closing hymn. Let's just sing the first verse of it. Okay? I'm overdrawn again.
And that.
Today is the last day for a drop-off for the foster closet that is out in the narthex area there. Those items, but also if you want to give a financial gift, that's also so that's a cooperative effort of about 9 churches within the Menominee community called Menominee Mission Coalition. We're working together to ask questions of what our community needs. And this is our project here this spring, our foster closet. I think the other ones are self-explanatory.
So,
go ahead.
You don't want me singing into this mic, I'll guarantee you. Just a couple of days ago, I learned of an event that I wanted to share with the congregation because Marilyn and I, for years, were big fans of Russian liturgical music. And at the Heidi Center in Chippewa Falls, which has been remodeled in the past few years, if you haven't been there for more than 5 years, it's a very different place. We used to sing with the joint community choirs, and the bats would fly around in the building. But now it's all air conditioned, everything. This is a Russian liturgical quartet. It consists of a bass, a baritone, a tenor, and a soprano, an unusual mix, singing Russian liturgical music and folk songs, and the prices are very reasonable. If anyone would be interested in finding tickets or going to their website, HeidiCenter.org, or see me and I can help you if you don't do the internet, this is a very unique opportunity that we don't get around here very often. These are people from Russia doing their Russian liturgical music and folk songs. Thank you.
The choir is going to sing a kind of ascending blessing to you today, I guess. From what I understand, you used to do this quite often at the end of worship years ago? Huh? So that means that maybe, do you think they know it? Well, if you want to sing along, go ahead.
Thank you.
Celebrate Jesus.
Live the love.
Let's do that again. Celebrate Jesus.